Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the Backwoods Country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I will provide you with a video cast. Hey, thank you guys so much for your kind words on last week's show. I had a blast doing it, actually, and for those in here, it was from doing a remote show. It was awesome. It was great. I loved it. I'm going to do more. Definitely. What to cover? Oh, I'd like to also thank Musketeer Greg and Carling Thee for doing the interviews. And how cool was it that I got to go on the Lily Bell? And that was insane. Thanks again, Carling, for doing that, by the way. She didn't even have to do that, but she's a kind-hearted person. Speaking of Carlene, don't forget, 8 Pen Publishing continues to be our sponsor. There's also a contest going on our site for 4 members only, but you have to be a member of the forums to be able to enter the contest. So go to www.8penpublishing.com, and the contest starts on September 16th, so register and win a stained glass replica from David Byrd. Now, this is a one-of-a-kind, and the rules are, as I said, are all posted on our site. And, if you guys win one, or just win it, give it to me! Hey, also really cool was enjoying Mouseketeer Greg doing This Week in Disney History with me. I thought that would change it up a little bit. Speaking of... That's right, This Week in Disney History, where we look into all things that happened in Disney history. Get some coffee, because this is going to be a big one, okay? On September 4th in the year 2001, Disney's new theme park, Tokyo DisneySea, has its grand opening. It's Disney's second park in Japan, and the park is broken up into separate areas with such names as Port Discovery, American Waterfront, Lost River Delta, Mermaid Lagoon, Mysterious Island, and Arabian Coast. Also on that day, Tokyo Disneyland Resort celebrates its grand opening of the first hotel to be built inside a Disney park in Japan, Tokyo Disney Sea Hotel, MiraCosta. On that day in the year 2006, another Tower of Terror opens, this time at Tokyo's Disney Sea Park. On September 5th in the year 1966, Disneyland's Flying Saucers attraction, which was located in Tomorrowland, closes after just 5 years in operation. Also closing in Tomorrowland on that day, the Tomorrowland Jets. That day in the year 1983, Tokyo Disneyland welcomes its 5 millionth guest. Retired Imagineer Yay Gracie sadly passes away in Los Angeles at the age of 73 with no special effects training he had other than his own hands-on experimentation. Yale worked as a research and development designer creating illusions such as the 999 Grim Grimly Ghost featured in the Haunted Mansion and the Flames of the Burning City in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Or as Goofy likes to say when Mickey climbs the Matterhorn, Carabiners! Sorry. On the day in the year 1994, Disney World's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea attraction temporarily closes. Open since October 1971, the attraction was held inside one of the 14 submarines each, with a capacity of 38 passengers. It was based on Disney's first big budget live attraction, the 1954 movie, which starred Kirk Douglas and James Mason. The film was actually inspired by Jules Verne's classic novel. Almost 2 years later, Disney will officially call the attraction forever closed, and some of the submarines will be sunk off the Castaway Key, Disney's private island on the Carabiner, shall we say. In the year 2000, on that day, over at Disneyland, Rocket Rods, a high-speed Tomorrowland attraction, open since May 1980, closes. On that day, a new day. Hello. September 6th, in the year 1976, Disneyland's America on Parade has its final run. The Disneyland attraction Alice in Wonderland temporarily closes while Fantasyland is being updated in the year of 1982, and Alice will reopen in April of 85. On September 7th, in the year 1997, Disneyland's CircleVision, which offers daily showings of America the Beautiful, the last film Walt Disney worked on, closed in Tomorrowland. Labor Day at Walt Disney World, Mr. Toad takes its last wild ride as the popular Fantasyland attraction is scheduled to close after this day. At Disneyland, the Hercules Victory Parade makes its final appearance. 1998, Disneyland's El Capitan Theater kicks off a limited engagement of an all-new digitally enhanced The Little Mermaid. On September 8th, 1995, Night of Joy, 1995's debut of Disney World's Magic Kingdom. I said that wrong, but accept it. On that day in the year 1998, Disneyland's Submarine Voyage attraction closes. Starting in June of 1959, the Nautilus and its seven sister submarines, the Triton, Seawolf, Skate, Skipjack, George Washington, Patrick Henry, and the Ethan Allen had allowed 38 Disneyland guests at the time to take their own voyage to the North Pole. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was actually in Florida's counterpart of the submarine voyage. And it's official, the Walt Disney World attraction, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, is permanently closed. On that day in the year 2004, Disney legend Frank Thomas was one of Walt's Nightlemen. Passes away at the age of 92 in California. His credits include animating Thumper and Bambi, On the Ice and Bambi, Lady and the Tramp eating the romantic spaghetti dinner in the Lady and the Tramp, and the Madman's Mim in the Sword and the Stone. He was a native Californian. Thomas also played piano for the Disneyland Dixieland Jazz Group, the Firehouse 5 plus 2. Thomas's last appearance is an animated film in The Incredibles, where he voiced a character rather than animating one. On the day, September 9th, 1973, at Disneyland, the General Electric Carousel of Progress closes. It'll be moved to Walt Disney World and replaced in Disneyland by America Sings in June of 1974. Now, this popular COP attraction has originally been part of the 1964 to 1965 World's Fair in New York. In 1988, Tokyo Disneyland welcomes its 60th millionth guest. Man, they're getting some serious stuff going on there. Let's see. Yes, indeed. And, in a letter dated September 9th, Walt Disney company CEO Michael Eisner announces that he will retire after September 10th, his contract with the company expires. Oh, come on. That wasn't nice to do for Michael Eisner. You guys should think of something else. And okay. Stop that. Well, there you go. And that was this year in Disney history.
In the middle of the night, out of the speakers it came. No one knew the destruction it would cause. And now, just when you thought it was safe to go back to the podcast, Above the Firehouse brings you another stupid Disney joke.
Yes, indeed, and this one is stupid. Where did Mr. Toad's wild ride go? Think about it. Time's up. Mr. Toad's lease expired and Pooh moved in. And yes, that was a stupid Disney joke.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the Firehouse, some Disney fun fact for you.
Yes, Disney fun fact. An average of 100 pairs of sunglasses are turned into the Walt Disney World Lost and Found Department at Magic Kingdom Park each day. And this is this week's Disney fun fact. Alrighty. So, how's everybody doing? I bet you guys are saying to yourself, Tony, where do you get such great news and fun facts of the day? Well, I found a real cool site on the internet where I get all my stuff. It's called This Day in Disney History. Now, you guys can go check it out. It has a daily, monthly, yearly. You can go to www.thisdayindisneyhistory.com, and it's ran by Tony. It's a great name, by the way, but not ran by me. Check it out. Hey, let them know I sent you. It'd be okay, right? Right? Right. So, one little time I had by myself last week when I was in the park, I recorded some sounds. Now, I did not get to record what I wanted to, but I definitely will next time. I discovered some stuff that I would have never heard had I not gotten a locker, and I'll elaborate on that a little later. So I was there around 8:30 a.m., and while we waited for the rope drop that they do when they open up, you know, the Magic Kingdom, I recorded. However, yours truly, the bonehead I am, as I can be at times, I recorded it in mono. I know, yuck. But sometimes my iRiver is like a new toy to me, and that's rare for me to have to fiddle around with it. So, oops, sorry about that. Let me play that little part for you right here and right now.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the happiest homecoming on Earth. All of us here at the Magic Kingdom are delighted to share this special time in Disney history with you as we celebrate our golden anniversary. Whether this is your first visit or your 100th, we welcome you into our family of over 500 million guests. 50 years ago, Walt Disney created Disneyland to be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. So from all of us at the happiest place on Earth, we hope that you'll find your day with us to be an enjoyable one. For your safety and those around you, we ask that you walk to your next destination. Thank you, and welcome home.
After all that rope drop, we did our own little thing for a few hours, and then we all went to eat at Cafe Orleans, had a great lunch, got some really cool gifts from Carlene that I'll be using for a contest later, and had a great lunch with a lot of people from the DPM, DisneyPodcastNetwork.com, and I got to put some stuff that I got over there in the locker. So this is my little walk from New Orleans Square to the lockers on the Main Street USA, and don't worry, yes, this is in stereo. And as you can tell, this music in the background is a tribute to Paul. Now, people are always saying, now, why are you always picking on Paul, or, you know, all the time? Well, because Paul can take it, and he can dish it out as well. So, you know, just a little thing we do. That's how we all like to have fun, you know, it's just... it's a brotherly thing. So check out my walk from Northern Square to Main Street, USA Lockers.
Yeah.
And then I put my stuff in my locker, and fortunately, before I started recording, I tripped and I actually almost biffed it. And that's not funny. Anyway, we made our way back from the lockers to New Orleans Square and got myself just a little bit more. But I was lucky enough to catch some music. So there's also a really cool thing that I should do is play some music. All right. (Clears throat) Hi. I just learned. This is my first day. Alrighty. Anyway, there's this really cool thing in the lockers area right before you're about to walk inside the building. They have an upper level. And there's dialogue going on, as you kind of heard when before it faded out. And I was able to record a little bit more for you. And then I made my way back to the Lorraine Square. I'm going to get some more of this for next week's show. So, that's pretty cool. And let's make our way back over there to New Orleans Square. By the way, now that they took away all the jazz, it's going to stink. They had this horrible pirate band read. It's hard to hear. Oh, I hope they don't mess this up. Anyway, check this out. This is from the lockers back to New Orleans Square.
Yeah.
Well, there you are, and there it is.
Yes!
Anyway, I did have a great time over there, though, and I wanted to play you guys that stuff that kind of did not quite make it to the air because they were bloopers, and, well, so I started to record my intro before I did the interview with Greg. So I had Greg on my left, Carly in the middle, and Joel Coconut Wireless from the Disney Podcast Networking Board, and started to do the show, and Carlene's, well, I tell you what, why don't you guys listen?
Hey everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse Podcast. My name is Tony, I'll be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney, and we provide you with audio and visual experiences. And we cha-cha. Everybody, cha-cha. This is a different beginning here today at the Above the Firehouse.
Shut up, don't you say anything.
All right, I'll do that again.
So we decided to try it again, and then, guess what?
You want to take the call?
It's off. Here we go.
Well, at least it's danceable.
Next time I'm going to get up and dance on this table if it holds me. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hear my daughter's ring?
All righty. All right, tonight's entertainment.
Ringtones and table dancing.
Greg.
Hey, you can write about this for our next article. Okay. How to do interviews with the cell phone. The cell phone cha-cha.
There you go. I know it was it was funny, but I had to, you know, share it with you guys. For those that have not seen the pictures from the from that trip, you can go actually see them at www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. And a few from previous trips that I actually did. And I have some user picks up there now. I will be in the park on September 15th. And that's going to be a Friday to get more audio. So if you're around, you can find me. Good luck to you. Hey, stay tuned for on the next week's show, where I'm going to have a contest for you with a really, really nice prize. Also, just wanted to take this time to say a big apology to people for something that happened on last week. But I can't tell you about it because you're not old enough. Okay, but they know, and I just wanted to do an apology to them. Alrighty, well, with that in mind, that brings us to the end of another show. Yes, indeed. So, thank you guys for letting me entertain you, and I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. So, if you wish to leave a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions, or you can call 818-574-5027. or our hotline at area code 206-203-2268. Now, your feedback is important to me, and if you have any Disney news, you're also welcome to email me with it or leave it on the voicemail, which never is easier for you. That is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com, and don't forget my website, abovethefirehouse.com. I got my forums there. I've got a few more people on there. It's kicking. It's going. It's all good. So come on up and sign up and join in the conversation because it is free and painless. I assure you. Swear. So we will all see you again next time. So until then, have a magical week and peace and chicken grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Build
it,
yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Sorry, had to do that. See you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to the music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like dysnotic obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.